Blog Talk Radio. Good evening,
oh ye dry bones. It's Monday night, and you know what that means. You get to free your mind tonight. It's called Free Your Mind Monday.
Thank you.
Tonight, we had to put that on the cosmic slot because there is a war in the heavens. And y'all may not realize how celestial and metaphysical this is. Ever since the blood moon came about, the people who are in the celestial realm have been doing severe rituals on the planet Earth. And let me tell you, it ain't over. So you best to prepare your mind because we are going into the dark age. If you don't understand that, I ain't really going to try to explain it too heavily tonight, but let me finish with this tonight. The show tonight is there a secret government? And if you do not know this already, you are already way far behind. Because many of you should be understanding this by now, that this government is not a government. And we will explain this to you in thorough review tonight. It will be no questions asked after tonight, is this a real government? If you have a secret government, that means you do not have a constitution. You understand that tonight when this is over. But before we get started, the ancestors in the celestial heavens are asking me to put down the spirit of Maya because that's the only thing that is going to bring our people into a pure consciousness. The spirit of Maya must be understood, y'all. Because they are dealing with the astrological now. They have already been in there, but now they're about to place it back onto the earth. So above, so below. And if you don't understand that symbol, just flip the two pyramids upside down, and you understand that very easily. But I'm going to send y'all some messages of how to deactivate your mind by saying truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness. These are the principles that will celestially bring us back into our consciousness, but we are not there yet. Brothers and sisters, we are in a serious time, a very serious time. I want to thank all the family who's been giving me all this great information. We have a good show tonight. We have some brothers coming on and sisters. Our panel will be discussing these events as they are unfolding. But I want you to know first, how do I know there's a secret government? That's a good question to be asking. And because ye are dry bones, most of you out there, even those of you on the phone call, you may not consider yourself none at this time, but those of you who are listening to the computers and so forth, those of you who are going to download this later, dry bones was an allegoric story of a people whose consciousness would be dry, lackluster, would not have any emphasis, would not have any, nothing would phase them. They would be in a stage of catatonic zombieism. That's why they've been putting zombieism on you guys on TV, because zombies don't react to nothing. They just walk around as if they are dead. And that's where The Walking Dead is already on TV. Well, you figure that out. But tonight, I'm asking all of you who are listening, the Constitution that was written and signed by these illustrious founding fathers had something called the 12th Hendi. And I'm going to read this again. It's the highest rank of men in the Saxon government who were valued as 1200s. 1200s. If any injury were done to such persons, such persons, satisfaction was to be made according to their wealth, worth, that is, Cromwell. The obligation, national obligation, this was a national obligation when they signed this thing. Public debt, constitution to be the supreme law of the land, constitutional oaths of office, No religious test required. That means Christianity has no say in this. Islam has no say in this. And neither do Judaism. Because guess what? They made it so. No religious test was required, being that they was supposedly escaping religious persecution. Article 7, Section 1, the ratification of the Constitution. George Washington signed after 12 Hindi, which is the highest rank in Saxon government. He was equal to King George, and you as a juror are equal to 1,200 presidents, congressmen, judges, local, federal, or Supreme Court. I'm going to say that again so everybody who's talking out here. It says, George Washington, as the highest ranking official in the Saxon, that means Anglo-Saxon government, he is equal to 1,200 King Georges. Are you sitting in Georgia? That's where you got your name from King George. Or you as the jurors are equal to 1,200 presidents, congressmen, judges, local, federal, or of the Supreme Court. I want somebody to look this up and tell me what that means besides myself. Because this is in the Constitution. I haven't heard one person all my life mentioned this 12 Hindi, and I've been around some very magnanimous people, but not have heard that as of yet. And I wonder why. Do they know? I don't know. I came across it because I must admit, there is a thirst for the law. That's why. You know why it's a thirst for the law? Why would it be a thirst for the law? Because the spirit of Maya is coming in with justice. And with justice, there has to be a true law. But unfortunately, when you have a secret government, it ain't going to be long. I'm going to get everybody on this call. I got some great callers in. I got Brother Nkemba, who gave us a wonderful brother. I want to thank you if you're on the line. That McDonald's and that other videotape, which was been on Facebook, Dry Bones Connection. If you ain't on there, it's my Facebook. I won't say friend, but somebody who corresponds with us, go on there and look up that. I put that on immediately. It is frightening. I thank that brother for sending me that. I thank Brother Sean out of Tampa. I thank the Tampa family. Thank the Lake Wells family. Montu Hotep is doing a great job up there. I'd like to thank the Movement for Change family up at St. Petersburg, who's doing things. I'd like to thank everybody in between, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. And so far, Florida is a hotbed, y'all. We need to get it on. But let me just get this conversation rolling. Let's face this, y'all. Obama, Brezhnev Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, John Kerry, George Bush, Senior Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, have all been part of a secret cabal and has been put in our face. For those of you who think you can fight them in the courts without understanding that this is a Masonic Republic, I fear you well. It's going to be difficult based on the fact that you haven't even come to the people with that. I haven't heard many of you who are in court mentioning that this is a Masonic Republic. How are they supposed to go to court not knowing that? How are you going to have our people going to a jury or to a judge who sits in the East without them knowing? Many of you have never mentioned, I've listened to a bunch of you, I've been listening to this for almost 10 years, have never mentioned that George Washington signed as an Anglo-Saxon, meaning that the government was already hijacked from the very beginning. Had nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. And I've asked all you who can prove this wrong, prove it. Because this is a talk show where facts matters. So if you don't have any facts about this, stay quiet tonight. Because I only want to hear facts. I want speculation. I want to hear you think what you believe. Because believing is a bad thing. I want to hear what you know. What you know tonight. We're going to talk about this because what's going on tonight is the 40 techniques of the oligarchy order. And I want you to know, I'm just going to name them so you know, and then we'll get to these calls. Because we got a brother who mentioned to me, you know, Bundy's going on, the ranch, the Bundy Ranch, which is very serious. We got Korea, very serious. We have a ferry that somehow tips over. There's reports that Obama accidentally fired off some missiles that hit Korea. I wonder if Dennis Rodman knew about that. We got to put the dots together. Why would basketball flaming Dennis Rodman be in Korea hanging out with Kim Jong-un, who is known to be a killer? Maybe they was getting the plan together more closely. But I want you to know something, that these people have had a well-documented plan, and it is full effect, well full effect. First one, harassment, population control, contamination, detainment camps, moral corruption, diversity, racial dissension. That racial dissension was told to you how many times by many of our leaders. W.E.B. Du Bois tried to warn you. Marcus Garvey had totally warned you. Then you had the miseducation of Negro College, Jeter Wilson totally warned you. Then you had Dasselin Israel, who was a Jewish Khazar, who told you that they was going to make the race the primary issue because they had to, because they knew you was already around them. I don't see how any of you could not understand how you was not around them. You brought them over here. For all you who believe in the Moorish philosophy, you brought them over here. They would never knew how to get here. But you taught them how to get here, and then once they bamboozled you, they sent you on your way with Queen Elizabeth, and they kicked you out of there, and now you've been looking like we are confused about how this happened. Removal of God. What God are we talking about? Because if it's any God, I just told you that the 12th Henry said they don't even believe in a religion. It has no religion affiliation. Wonder why? Ecumenism. They want to bind up all the religions together into a new age movement. Those of you who are watching on the internet, you see the slideshow. But those of you who have said and lied that women are not Masons, go on the slideshow. I did not do this. They did it. They have about five women on the slideshow who is in full God, who are Master Masons. I think you need to wake up right now. You've been lied to. Remiss authority figure. That's number 10. Of course they're a remiss authority figure because you've been watching Good Time and all these other shows where they showed you how to get rid of the black man. Failed educational system. We got people who I've been talking to who despises homeschooling, but they on the internet, they on Facebook talking about how we can get better. How you gonna get better? You send your kids to the public school system. You've been lying for to yourself. You really want to get your kids straight? We need to have a homeschool community center. All you gotta do is have computers. The homeschool system has now been put into the internet. When I was doing it, was no internet. Bunch of people lying on Facebook talking about they so concerned about our kids. But they go, their kids get picked up by a school bus every day. Remiss of failing education system. I just announced that. Sexual perversion. I don't know what sexual perversion could be unless you're screwing animals. If you are dealt in the privacy of your home, obviously that's private. Now, if you out here raping people, that's a different story. And if you out here kidnapping women and drugging them like they had in Chicago, women being drugged on the street and put into sex slavery, that's a different story. But I've noticed none of the brothers who talk all this stuff on the internet or on Facebook don't show the Arabs who are a part of the biggest harem in the world. But you won't mention that. Wonder why. Drugs and alcohol. Now let me tell you something. Drugs and alcohol go all back to the ancient days. Unfortunately, we got to be careful, y'all, because the marijuana game may be playing a trick on us. I don't know. We're going to be researching that. I'm asking all my researchers, checking that. Colorado is rolling. We need to find out what's going on with that. We see a big concert was happening in Colorado. We had Snoop Dogg, OBO, whatever name that rapper name is, and they were passing out marijuana joints. I mean, they were getting down in Colorado. Predominantly the crowd was 85% white. So, I want to show you, we're not the only people who get high. Now, gambling. It's funny. And I'm going to hit the calls in a minute, so everybody get yourself ready, because when we get started, we're going to start rolling. Gambling. Isn't it funny that the so-called indigenous Indians, or whatever you want to call them, Seminoles and Mississippis and Iroquois up in Newark, Arawaks, and they got casinos. I wonder why. Because you know what? I read a book in their history, and it said that they didn't take the civil rights bill. We did. They had enough sense to say, you know what? I'd rather go on a reservation and put myself up with y'all. I'll put up with anything than putting up with y'all. And so that's why they got reservations, and that's why they got casinos. You the ones wanting to be integrated, fighting for integrated rights. Now you want to wonder why they don't want you part of the so-called party. I wouldn't want you to party either. You fought against me with the Buffalo Soldier. All you who don't know history, the Buffalo Soldier wiped out and genocide the indigenous people for them with the Union Soldier uniform on. Prove me wrong. They had on Union uniform, killing and making homesteads for the Quakers and for those with Brigham Young University and all those who came over there in Utah and so forth. That's how they got that land. Remember Bonanza? How you think he got such a big thing called a Ponderosa? Then we got chaos. All that you are seeing today is chaos because it's on your dollar bill. Order out of chaos. Nobody's order succumb. But unfortunately, you too busy spinning on weaves to understand what the hell is on the damn dollar. It's called order out of chaos. And what's going to happen when they create that chaos? Well, let's just go a little further. Cover-ups. Man, they cover up so much stuff. They've been covering up stuff so long, we ought to be tired of them covering up something. I don't even want to go on that one. But a big one is environment. Now, we gave everybody. I got a brother who may come on here. I'm looking for his number. He's doing a great job. I'm going to name him Brother Ray Fauntleroy. He's out there in the trenches trying to talk to these different politicians because he is in that genre of a generation, and he's going to need some younger people behind him to do this fight because he knows as well as I do GMO, fluoride. We need to have some answers to all this. I don't want to hear that it's in the system. I want to know why and who brought it over here. That's how, because there was none of that before the Nazis. Now, I said GMOs. There's a person. I'm going to let her talk a little bit later on, moving for change, about the GMO bill. Many of you claim you got children. Well, if you love your children, why would you take a chance on that getting by them? Because you ain't got no real control over your food. As many of y'all, I don't even know how y'all can believe this. I mean, we don't even have enough black farmers, y'all. Let me get this straight so y'all understand this. Black farmers had to go bankrupt. They have not even received the reparations promised. Some of them was huge farming corporation. I mean, huge farming ventures. I don't even want to say corporations because they were ventures. They family had it since in the days. Yet they are being squeezed out. And guess what? We ain't trying to fight for that. So I heard somebody say, oh, I'm sick and tired of people talking about farmland. Yeah, I understand that. Why? Because it's very hard to get farmland. And if you got a backyard, you growing stuff in your backyard, I applaud you, but you can't feed no state. Unless you can feed a state and you got some trucks to get it out, just worry about your surrounding areas. If you can feed the people in your surrounding areas, do that. All this talking about you can feed everybody. You know you can't feed everybody. Destroying the workforce. Well, NAFTA, trees. You know, these trees that everybody talking about exist. Funny you ain't trying to stop the worst treaties. How about NAFTA and GATT? Y'all talking about trees. Why don't you try to stop that one? That tree took all the jobs out of North America. But you talking about some treaty that is in the 1800s that you know you ain't got no control over. You know you ain't got no control over. because you don't have the possibility of using that tree. But you're pretending you do, but you keep on going on and pretending. Morocco ain't signing no treaty to stop it. What happened to you? I got proof that Morocco is killing you. Go online and prove me wrong. Tonight, we're going to get it on tonight. Oh, yes, we are. Genocide, do you? You ain't got our people have about MTV. Having a good time watching all that. So, because I might be breaking up. So I'm going to slow them down a little bit because I'm excited about this show tonight. Computerized technology. There's a lot of computerized technology. And we need to be aware of it. And I like the brothers who are bringing that knowledge out because you need to know what is going on. Google sunglasses are coming out soon. They are dangerous to this society. Anytime you can see into a person like that, there is something wrong. Okay? There's something wrong. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to go into UFOs for a minute, and I'm going to leave it like that, and I'm going to bring everybody in. I'm not saying that there's nothing out there in the celestial heavens because it is too vast for me to even bring my mind to saying that. This is very vast. We're just a peon in this universal structure. But I will say this. Being that they have a lot of media control, they can make an invasion that may not be real look real. And we will fall for it very easily. Many of you who don't believe me, look up Project Blue Beam. Project Blue Beam. So I want you to look at this. Now, I'm going to the people. Because I know y'all, and once y'all got the show tonight, I want y'all to go into what y'all know and bring it out to the people. I want to thank all y'all before we get started. A couple of weeks ago, we had 3,000 people, and I ain't really trying to do nothing to get people, brothers and sisters, to come on. We had went over to 5,700 live listeners, and I thank all of you, and they're coming from all over the earth, because I have seen where they come from, and I want y'all to know they are listening to us, because guess what? They're seeing for the first time we talking about subjects that are not scripted. These are not scripted subjects. These are subjects that we are finding on our own and is becoming well aware that we are waking up, but we're not waking up fast enough. Confiscation of rights, secret societies, mind control, media mergers, government corruptions, lack of military defense, which may be coming soon if they fake this war with Korea or Russia, and, of course, the passing of executive orders, which is unprecedented with this one we have here. He has done more executive orders than we can imagine. And in the last 3 years, infiltration. Obama has the governor's board, and he's created czars. Isn't czar sound Russian? But no one even looks at that. That'll show you how brainwashed we really are. The man said he has czars. Air. We're asking you to keep your comments brief. We will have a panel at the very end that will stay on, and they will discuss some of their ideas and ideology that may be taken into account. And we are going to start by opening it up right now. And let me say one thing before we open it right now. How about Agenda 21, which is happening, meaning the confiscation of land with the word eminent domain, which is caused by the Bundy thing that's going on now. So let's start it up. Let's get this thing started. I got 8557. You on the air. Oh, you drive
greetings, brother. Greetings, Rob Balls.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I want to comment on the, I know you mentioned several, made several points, but I want to comment about the racism. And that being, in my humble opinion, the biggest tactic, divisive tactic that's used by any establishment to divide a people. And so in disagreeing with you just a bit, because we know a lot of so-called Nubians, African people, African-American, went out and voted for Barack Obama just because he's black, just to make a historical point, but not realizing that he was just a tool or a pawn. And the point you just made regarding him, President Obama, passing some of the most oppressive executive orders in the history of a presidency. So to that tune that he was even reelected. And so just because a person is black doesn't always, certainly doesn't mean that they always have black people's best interests in mind or certainly concerns at hand. And the comments you made about the Native Americans, and I think that we as black people, we often like to play the race card. We go for the deck, and first thing we do is pull out the spade. And because it's easier than taking responsibility. One thing, I think one lesson we can learn from history, from the Native Americans, and even from the Japanese people. The Japanese people had two atomic bombs dropped on their country. Two atomic bombs. They didn't complain. They didn't blame. Keep blaming. Spend decades and years and centuries blaming the white man or the Americans. They got up. They wiped the dust off their feet. They buried their dead. And 40 years, after 40 years of having two atomic bombs dropped on them, became a global superpower. You start seeing Land Cruisers and Supras and Hondas all in the United States. They didn't complain. And we as black people have to stop complaining and playing this race card crap, talking about some white man did this. Yes, we know slavery happened. The brutality and the disgusting years, hundreds of years of slavery. But that's what's keeping us dead. Keep on trying to blame the white man and for this and that. If we don't get up and shake the dust off our feet and pull ourselves together and our men start being men and our women start being women, because right now we the laughing stock, we the laughing race, the idiotic race of the planet. We got black men walking around with their pants down to their knees. When any mother or father would allow their child, a young man, out of the house with his pants and his underwear showing. But we want to keep on blaming white people for those brothers and sisters who like to play the race card and thinking that, well, growing some dreads and throwing on a dashiki and changing your name to Malik is being black. Stop the
silliness. Stop
the
foolishness. You're killing on them. That's right.
Okay. The Native Americans, they didn't complain. They got massacred during the Trail of Tears through Tulsa, Oklahoma. They didn't complain. But look at them now. So as long as we keep complaining and asking for handouts and blaming white people for our problems and saying they got this and they got this, we're going to always say we don't have nothing. Race is the tool that they keep using to divide African people, white people, whatever. Like, it's only one elite. Stop getting involved in the class warfare. This is an economic warfare. And we keep being victims of class warfare. So stop the foolishness. That's it.
Okay, hold on now, because you got a lot. I'm going to keep you in there, because I got you in there, because I know we're going to talk about a lot of things. Now, y'all hearing this. Is it our fault, or is it that we are keep blaming ourselves? Now, I'm an advocate of that, because we just keep on blaming and leaving ourselves out of everything as if, you know, we have no hand in this. We are perpetuating this. And the brother said, let me go to some more callers, because y'all are really getting ready to get this on. We're going to good time tonight. The calls are lighting up. Keep this going.
I just want to say this. Hold on.
Make a break because I got to break a lot more people. Make a break because you're going to come back later. Go ahead.
Just that we had when Dr. Ugimi was on there and he addressed the issue of leadership, we cannot deny the fact that right now in Africa, some of our very own African leaders are betraying their very own African people because Africa is rot with corruption, and all they care about is their seats of political power and their families. So whatever tribe we trying to claim that we going back to, and I'm finna go back to the motherland and live like a king, them days is over. Africa is infested with foreigners right now and corrupt African people. So if we don't make a stand here right now, I mean like those people out there in Nevada, in Bunkerville, Nevada, it's over.
No.
We've seen what. The Black Panther Party, self-defense. I mean,
Hold on. I want you to get, we're going to do that Bundy in a minute. Let me get some more calls in. Keep that Bundy talk because that's going to tie in to this secret government and why many of us are now starting to understand a secret government does not. To the 4426, you on the air.
Hey, what's up, Brother Drybones? This is Tony. How y'all doing out there tonight?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Speak on it.
All right. I agree, you know what I'm saying, 99.9% with the brother that was just talking. And what he was saying earlier, it's not even about the game, the race game anymore. And that's one of the things that keeps us dumbfounded and confused. It's not about the race because nobody wins the race of racism. We're dealing with something that's on an economic level. You know what I'm saying? So what I would suggest is that our people start waking up to the economic strategies and that what we must put forth in order to start doing the things that we need to do. And one of the things that we need to do is start reading and start researching and start being the gods and goddesses that we need to be. One of the things that I'd like to offer is that I would like for all the listeners out there, if you haven't picked up this book, go ahead and pick up the book called Creature from Jekyll Island. That book was written by G. Edward Griffin, and it talks about the Federal Reserve, and it breaks down and how they play this game. And we have to start learning the rules of the game. If we don't learn the rules of the game, we're going to forever be that people with their hands out talking about, look what they did to us. They're putting this in the food. They're fluoride this with the food. They're doing that with the food. Man, damn all of that. We need to start understanding what the real game is so we can stop pointing the finger and start getting on and doing what we need to do. And that's all I got to say.
All right, stay on there. We're going to bring it back because it's over. Let me go to 1877, then I'm going to go to 18848, and then I'm going to go to 777. So go ahead, 1877. You on the air. Oh, you drive off.
Hello?
Hello, you on the air?
Okay,
This is
Sheila. It's breaking up pretty good. I don't know if you can hear me all right. I would just like to mention that Agenda 21 is something that we all need to be aware of it. There's several websites out there. One of them is called Democrats Against Agenda 21. There's another one that's it's called Freedom. The Freedom Agenda Against Agenda 21. There is also some information, some videos that I think the listeners definitely should take a look at, because, like the brother was saying earlier, the Federal Reserve, UN, is a part of the Agenda 21, along with FEMA, our government, the Vatican. And it all ties in together as far as trying to get a one-form government, one country. The Agenda 21 is actually how they're going to actually create the actual, where they're trying to create the actual new world order.
Well, let me just get into this agenda. Let me just say briefly about this Agenda 21. This Agenda 21 goes way back, and it is nothing more than a systematic system of taking control of the whole entire planet. It's not just
around
North America. It's about the whole entire planet. And this thing is based off of them using the United Nations as a buffer to come into each and everybody's country and to have them to be able to surveillance everything that goes on. If you notice, every country had to let the UN in to look at their nuclear plan or to look at whatever plant they were building. If they didn't do it, they had this big meeting with the G7, and the G7 would determine whether or not this would be acceptable. Gaddafi's dead, Saddam Hussein is dead, and many other Africans have been killed and slaughtered based off Agenda 21 because it's nothing but a hostile land takeover. So we are dealing with that as well. And I don't want to say and take this lightly because the brothers made some valid points, but we are and have been outnumbered for some years because of the educational system and the way they have been placing this onslaught on us. We do not really know. Have the brother from Detroit to come on Wednesday and to explain to you how bad it can get. That is the only city that has been taken over by the federal government right at this point. And he was telling me some very, very interesting information, which he will explain to you on Wednesday, because you will find out we are all in danger. Every single one of you, including white folks, Chinese folks, whoever's on this soil, because they have given the UN power to be over here and take over 100, and this was signed by what I told you, executive order. We're not paying attention. We're too busy trying to look up other stuff and not pay attention to what's going on. These people are ruthless. We have a Masonic Republic, and I'm waiting for somebody to tell me what the Masonic Republic is. Maybe 777 can. 777, you on the air?
Yes, good night,
7777. What's up, brother? You on the air? I hear you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's well aware that we know the founding fathers, quote unquote, did establish this country on the basic secret principles of the Masonic order, but also
hold on. I can't hear you good. So I want you to speak a little clearer. So we can hear you. I know it might be something going on with the microphones, but you know, this is what we got to deal with. Go ahead, speak that over and get clear.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Much better.
Well, I mean, again, wonderful show again, topic and very interesting. Definitely, the founding fathers did found this country on those Masonic principles and the order. But also, they also had an agenda. The original seal of this nation did not include any other race. It originally included just those European countries as the forebearers and pretty much the controllers of this nation. So they're operating on that agenda, and they have been operating on that agenda ever since. Now, that original seal was never made official. They gave us another seal. And it hid that aspect of those original European nations that founded this nation. So they're operating by those orders, by their agenda, and us being, I guess, the general public, not being aware of this, we're pretty much pawns in this game. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
hello.
Yeah, I hear you.
What happened now? You do have some chinks in the system where you have like a Russia that might pretty much stand in the way of the agenda, long term agenda. Because if you look at it, if you pay close attention, and I mentioned to you a while back, and not many people are aware, but that country Ukraine, China signed was purchasing major land for farming. in that country before the whole usurping of that government. And some, either it went against whatever agenda that they had for that nation. You can see that the powers that be are operating, but you have pretty much a Russia becoming a renegade to that system. Now, Russia was not original part of that that seal, the original seal of this nation. You had France, you had France, England. You have your original colonizers that pretty much had their agenda already set. So Russia is sort of like becoming a roadblock to whatever agenda they had, and they're not telling the American public the truth on that issue. So come bringing it back home, we need to be aware as to how, to what level the game is being played, like the brother said, and inform ourselves so we can really be aware. There is a long-term plan goal, and there have been tactics used in Africa for the longest now with the leaders in those nations, and they're attempted to use that in Ukraine. The difference between the Europeans and the Africans, it is appear, if you watch to see how Russia is reacting to those type of manipulative maneuvers, and you look at how Africa and the African nations react, you see two different approaches to the agenda and how to combat it. Now, fortunately, there is no African superpower like a Russia. But if you really pay attention to what's really happening and see how the game is being played on both ends, you have a collective concerted effort on both ends to fight the system, which you don't have in Africa. And of course, the African Americans here, most blacks here, are pretty much oblivious to that. A few of us are aware, but we have not decided to come together and build a consensus as to inform ourselves as well as our people as to where this game is going, where we stand in this game, begin to plan and plot in a sense of preparing ourselves. And eventually it will lead us back to Africa to try to get Africa in order. Basically, like the brother said, the corruptness that is taking place in Africa and is currently dominating Africa with a strong voice even from this hemisphere, we can actually call those leaders to task and find out what's really going on. I mean, during the apartheid, it took Africans here in this hemisphere to kind of make apartheid be an issue, even though they would try to brush it off. So unless we take it serious at how this game is being played, now they're gonna paint Russia as a bad guy, of course. But you see how they're preparing to and they are combating this forced implementation of whatever agenda that they have, you know. And they do have the manpower to do it. They do have the military force to do it. That's what we don't have. However, as a collective voice, if we are well informed and we begin to really make maneuvers and let it be known with Africa and African nations, we can probably begin to at least formulate an agenda.
Thank you for the call. Stay with me. Agenda seems to be something we have to get involved with. That means sometimes calling people. Many of you on this call, we're going to need you to start getting active in so many ways. If we are to move things, they need to know that we are aware. Before we get into the top of the hour, which will be 10 o'clock, we will go into that hour on how we're looking at this Bundy Ranch situation, which could be the start of the American New Revolution, believe it or not, because they seem to be very strong on this sovereign state movement that have them willing to fight the federal government. Many of you have not known about it, but I got a brother again. I'm going to bring him back. He did a lot of research on this, and we'll get into that in a few. But let me just ask this. Not only are we having problems with those on the land, we have a situation in the islands, because the islands are over here with us. I got 3-2. Hit the number one. I will bring you in at your discretion. Until then, and she's been going to all these events. She's been hearing all that's going on. And I must tell those of you who have followed Noble Drew Ali, and I've asked this, and many people who have not known this, but when I found out, I was shocked, but it made sense. Noble Drew said you should have two languages, and he recommended one of them. And it would be the one that I, you know, didn't think about. It wasn't Arab. It wasn't Arabic. No, it was not Arabic. It was Spanish. And what a wise thought, because isn't that where they control the Iberian Peninsula? And many of us don't know Spanish. And if you notice, that is becoming a very big move in the Americas. And again, because we do not follow anything that is being told to us by anybody that we believe in, basically because we're just looking at superficial characters. We only want to see a character. We don't want to know what the character really said or followed. We just look at him because he looks powerful. But we better learn to read what these characters said and what they actually were saying so we get a better idea. But she went to an event. I want to bring her in. Sister 8848, Sister Malika said she went to hip-hop, and which is all over the world. There you go. So hold tight. You went to all over, and I want to tell you, no, that's one culture that is being emulated. And the brother said about wearing pants below their butts and all that. Did you know most of the world who is emulating this is following this trend of wearing baggy pants, pants below your butt, all because what is being done on this side of the world, on this continent. So what's up, sister? How you doing tonight?
Hi, finding yourselves.
good.
I'm very blessed. Yes, well, yes, I went to a forum panel that consisted of the underground, Cuban underground hip-hoppers. It was over at FIU South Campus. And it was very touching because these are young people that they were explaining how hard they have it in Cuba, because they're the ones who are spreading the news of the truth of oppression, and they tell the world how bad Cuba is having it with the blacks over there. The blacks are having it terrible. They're the ones that are having the most. Everybody over there is oppressed and discriminated, but the blacks are the ones that are mostly discriminated in Cuba. So, when you were talking about Agenda 21, and about what's going on with the farmers and has been going on with the farmers, it reminded me of Cuba, because that is the way that, quote-unquote, the communist system, they come in and they start taking the land. They start taking your property. They start, the first thing they do is they take your land. If you have farming land, they take it. And then it goes up to the property. So it's something that is so global, but I don't see that we are very much united, because we're all kind of like segregated. And sometimes it's not that we're segregated because we want to be segregated; is that we're segregated because we're so into. For example, I explained to a brother, an African American brother who's conscious and about what's going on, with the blacks in Cuba, and he said, "Well, I'm too busy with concentrating on what's going on in as an African American here in America." And I said, "But you don't understand, we're all one." and being that we're all one, we have to fight this together.
Well,
he didn't say anything.
And
I'm
know
sorry,
that,
brother,
I know
I can't hear you.
No, I'm gonna keep you on the line so don't get off it. I know by us in certain parts of the country, that goes for Texas, California, Arizona, you have a high volume of Hispanic or Spanish-speaking immigrants into these countries that were primarily there from the beginning. You know, let's face that fact. Secondly, we have what was called a race game based that we didn't create it. Let's be honest, black people. Most of your communities are being ransacked by other people, and you have no problem with it. Now, let you go into one of these communities, and they're running, and they will leave it. They will leave it. You are one of the only groups who show love to everybody, because no matter where you at, people are moving into that neighborhood, and nobody gets hurt. So, you know, we ought to be aware of that and commend ourselves sometimes that we're not the people as pretty primarily a Spanish influence here. Most of them, they're amongst us. Why? The islands are full of our people, black people, and the islands know that you can't get away from that. But once you get here, America seems to have this, the individual into having mentality. The islands don't like black, and U.S. blacks are not trusting the islands, and so forth and so on. And this is done, but if you look at the history, why would this ever happen? Frederick Douglass, for my Haitian brothers and sisters, he was your first ambassador. He was the one that went down there and told everybody how bad it was. And some things started to change. Not enough. Don't see it as that. Bahamas. Same thing. Jamaica. Same thing. Trinidad. Same thing. But you have been divisively controlled because each one of these islands have a colonial master. And that colonial master has taught you well. And he has taught you that you will be subject to the crown. Now let's get into a little more of this. And we're at the top of the hour. Brother Ray, if you want to get on this one, please let me know. Hit number one. I will bring you in at any time. Just let me know if you want to get online. But those of you who are online, I will bring y'all back in. There is, to me, a revolution going on in America. It's happening, y'all. People that you call the patriots and so forth who've been blacks. Well, you know what? Put that aside. Because there was a time when a white man gave money to both the Nation of Islam and the Ku Klux Klan. His name was H.L. Hunt. Look him up. He gave money to both the Ku Klux Klan and the Nation of Islam back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. Look him up. So we're going to have to realize that negotiations are necessary. Marcus Garvey sat with the Klan. Elijah Muhammad sat with the Klan. I don't know what they talked about because I was not there, but they talked about something. We must come to grips that in order to beat this enemy, we may have to come up with a compromise. Because if not, I don't want to say genocide is possible, but genocide is highly possible. Because of the fact that they outnumber us with weapons, not by bodies, but by weapons. And anybody who's aware of New Orleans can attest to the fact that they were actually killing black people during Hurricane Katrina based off the fact they did not want them in the parishes. We need to be more aware of these things because our bodies, I don't know if I got Brother Kimber on the line at all, but that videotape, if y'all can get a hold to it on my Facebook page, you will see that the people that are missing, and it is hundreds of thousands of people missing, not just here, but in Europe too. And the person who's in this video said they control all of the meat factories. So that might make a lot of people stop eating meat if y'all go on and look at this video. It is frightening. And it's done in the name of a ritual. Now, the Bundy Ranch. I'm going to bring my brother back in. I want him to explain a little bit history about the Bundy Ranch. And then we're going to open up the lines again. And this is going on right now, y'all, right in Arizona, where the people are standing up. So let me get Brother in here, and I'm going to bring Brother 8557. There you go. Got you. Give them a little insight on what's going on, Brother. I know you do a lot of research on that, and you have military information. What is going on, and what do you think about the events going on in Arizona?
Well, quickly, the Bundy family in Bunkerville, Nevada, they were anticipating a siege, if you will, by the Bureau of Land Management, which is under the Department of Interior. They were anticipating that because on April 13th is the anniversary date of the ATF siege on Waco, Texas. And so a lot of your, quote-unquote, militia groups, there were militia members that arrived in Nevada that actually traveled to Nevada from Montana, from Utah, and from Texas, and from the neighboring state of Arizona to support the Bundy family. Everyone knows, if anyone has ever heard of William Cooper, Bill Cooper, the author of Behold the Pale Horse. He was a resident of Arizona, and a lot of your just as a blanket, I hate to make blanket statements, but Patriot Movement individuals, they follow William Cooper's blog, his online show, The Hour of the Time, and he was killed by the local sheriff's office there in the county he lived in Arizona. So the planning that went into defending the Bundy Ranch by not only his family members, that took a lot of courage, and that's something that and leadership as well, and that's something that if we as Americans, and I know a lot of people, you know, some people disagree with using that word as a nationality, but I was born here. I was born in Chicago, Illinois. So, yeah, I'm going to rep my city. I'm going to, rep my country. We got a lot of people that come from Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Haiti, Mexico, and Cuba. People like to come here, come to the United States, and, and they represent their country, waving their flag, rocking the flag from the rearview mirror. That's fine. But we have to understand, we are all behind enemy lines, no matter what country you are from. It's just good to be, patriotic about your homeland, your motherland, and your fatherland. We are all behind enemy lines, and the number one tool they use is division, divide the races. Like I said, we've had scholars on this show. All the races come out of us, come out of Nubians, come out of black people, come out of Africa, period. So those are our cousins, Asians. Whether if you want to use the anthropological term, if you say Mongoloids, Caucasoids, those are our cousins. They came out of us. So, we need to stop buying into the racism, and the only way we're going to survive this is unite, because those people out in Nevada, that was the only time that you saw in the history of this government that they backed down. That those people put up a defense. They put everything they had on the line, their lives. You had women, family members, women who were pregnant. One of the Bundy family members, she was pregnant, and she stood up to those federal agents. And that's what it's going to take. Yeah. We've gone through so many movements. And I'm going to wrap it up in 1 minute. We've gone through so many movements. The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. That was not a black nationalist organization. That was an organization for all people, all power to the people. Yeah, they had black interests in mind within their communities, but you have members, Caucasians, you have white celebrities, members of Hollywood, actors and actresses that were members of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, not this new Black Panther Party by Malik Shabazz that's promoting racism. We are not going to be able to come out of this oppressive situation as long as everyone keeps talking about, well, I'm from Cuba, I'm from Haiti, I'm from Jamaica, I'm from Puerto Rico, and that's all they care about. We are all behind enemy lines. And when the brother said they changed the seal on the government, yeah, because they had to make a deal because this country was broke. The Revolutionary War broke this country, so they had to make deals to get more money. They had to make deals with France. They had to make deals with Morocco because this country was broke. And the only color they recognize now is green, these international bankers. That's it. They don't care. They don't care about what race you are, what country you from. As long as the country you from got the resources, they're going to take it.
Let me get into this so we get more people on there, because y'all do realize he mentioned a book. No, Brother Tony mentioned a book from Jekyll Island. And I have it on there. I want y'all to look at that book. It goes to show you how they have secret meetings right in Georgia. Or was it South Carolina? It was Jekyll Island, South Carolina, Georgia. I think it was off the coast of Georgia. And
off the coast of
Jekyll
Savannah.
Island, off the coast of Georgia. Off the coast of Georgia. They had a meeting years ago to determine whether or not to do this. Now, this wasn't that many men. This was a small group of men. This was no more probably than eight. And they made this pact to control and bring the central bank over here in cahoots again, because they had trouble bringing it over a couple times because of Glass-Steagall. Now, you got to realize there are many people who are fighting them. I'm going to tell you their worst enemy, and it's also many of you who know the truth about European history. It's called White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Now, unfortunately, I told you that George Washington signed as the 12th Henry. Right there, I wish many of y'all looked this up so y'all understand how deep that is. It's an Anglo-Saxon government he signed as. Germany, I told you before, Germany. That's why you think Hitler's scientists were able to come here? Because they had German immunity, because they were already welcome. You don't let people who do war crimes come into the country, exonerate them without no trial, and they become your own physicists and your own cloning agents. You know, they've been able to do these things. And so we're in what we call some type of denial, because none of our leaders have ever told us this, Washington signed as this. And I still have not heard anybody try to confirm or try to deny that this is true. And I've been on white and every internet, and I put it on there, and they stay quiet, because this is serious. Because this proves that they never intended on anything for the people. It's for the aristocratic oligarchies, all of them. And for anybody who knows history really well, the War of 1812, how does the British government burn the White House down and take the records? That means they destroy the government. So that truth has should need to be looked up. And I'm not going to tell anybody, before we get more calls on here, that we have been pretty damaged, and not by our own behest. I mean, they did some brutal things to us that was most people would never think about doing, based off land and so forth. But I will say this. There is a group called the Black Angels who was put in place in these secret societies. Y'all look up the book called The Black Angels. I'm not going to get into it because that's how deep it is. And they made it where these black individuals, because you don't know what is going on this time, we also need to be aware that right now the federal government and Richard Holder, who is, what is Richard Holder? Richard Holder is very well known. He's the Secretary of Justice. And he is even being told to tell different tribal indigenous people to stay out of U.S. courts. You can look that up. This system is corrupt. The court system is corrupt. I admire anybody who's able to go to court and come out of it unscathed. You are very special. And y'all need to get together a group of y'all who have able to produce that type of activity. You'll probably be the best legal team in America. You can go to court and win on a regular. Y'all need to all get together, those who can do that. And don't tell nobody. Just get together. Because it is serious to go to court and win when you have a group of people who have no intentions on bringing justice. Their whole purpose is to steal. And that's what they've been doing. The brother just told you that the Patriot, I wish y'all go look at this up before we get into more calls. Go look this up. They had ranchers. They all had cowboy hats. Most of them had horses. And guess what they had on their side? Guns. They had guns. And they went, I seen it myself personally, looked at it. And the first thing they had the decree of the governor, who is the highest official of a state. Understand that? The governor and the sheriff. Many of us should go to the sheriff in our counties to get the police. The police are not in your best interest because they're security guards now. Officers, they are not. No one elected them. But you do elect the sheriff. And you do elect the governor, and you do elect judges. So you need to understand that. The police are security guards. If you have a problem today.
The conversation that we had during the previous show with the sister Akila, and we were talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs Association. And a lot of people really need to go check out their website. Because the sheriffs that are members of the Constitutional Sheriffs Association, those are the sheriffs that are pro Second Amendment. They are Second Amendment advocates. They're gun right advocates, and in most cases, property, individual and private property right advocates. And so they're openly supportive of individual private property rights. And gun rights. Those are the sheriffs that are advocates for your personal freedoms and your constitutional freedoms. So again, that's what I'm saying. You know, some people may be against integration, but the point, like you made earlier, Dry Bones, we do need cooperation. It's inevitable. It's impossible to try to make any progress without cooperation. So. You need to be finding out who is the sheriff of your county and what type of political stance that they take with regard to gun rights and property rights, because all the federal agencies, like you just said, are militarized. They have the military capacity of a U.S. Army regiment, battalion. They have up-armored vehicles, and so when the alphabet people come knocking on your door, talking about they're going to seize your property and it's illegal for you to have a well in your backyard, who you going to call? You going to call the brother that sold you the UCC paperwork and told you that you need to get your status correct? You going to hand the sheriffs or the ATF or the FBI or the IRS agents, treasury agents, you going to hand them your sovereignty paperwork? We must realize the seriousness of the day and time we living in. These people, these agencies are not playing. I work with them every day. Like I said, you have some law enforcement agencies that aren't so gung-ho and willing to go shoot people, and you have those that don't care. They're just in it to collect a check and get a retirement and go out and buy a boat, and that's it. They can care less about constitutional rights, property rights, or individual rights and things like that. But what they will do, like you said, they have these select few people, these agents, that they go out and they create Rodney King incidents and Trayvon Martin incidents that keep the people divided. And then you'll get a young girl like Chantel Gentel on the news and start calling George Zimmerman white when he's not white. He's a Jewish Hispanic. Okay, he's not white.
Hold on. Now that's a good point. Good point. I want you to know the media, which we just said, the media, and if y'all do this little research, you wouldn't feel so. Let's just say you wouldn't be so. Hold on. The media is controlled by five people. The media is controlled by five people, y'all. Rupert Murdoch is the main person. Then you got
right.
brother
Ted
from
Turner.
Disney.
Ted Turner.
Yeah,
CNN.
Ted Turner. Viacom, and a few others. So y'all need to realize that anything you see on TV is subject to manipulation.
It's
you have to stop, and not all you, but y'all must stop believing everything that the TV shows you. It is used as a propaganda tool. Joseph Goebbels, a German Nazi, taught them this. Taught them how to use TV as propaganda. We need to be aware of this. That's why we can't watch all this television and say, oh, the television said that. Do the research. Now, hold on, bro. Why don't you stay on there, because I'm going to start bringing people in here. I'm almost at the bottom of the hour. Let me ask everybody right now, and I'll get back to you, Brother Sean. With all that's going on, and with the plane being missing, and we just had a celestial, I want y'all to know, we just had a celestial happening that is phenomenally big to the occultic world. You might not think it's important, the blood moon. I hear people, I was in the barbershop, you know, it didn't mean nothing to them in the barbershop. I was like, okay, well, you know, that's the way it is. And many people went to church this weekend, not realizing you went to church with what is called the Passover. During the Passover, they used to have to put lamb blood, according to this story, on the top of the doorpost. It's considered a sacrifice. I want y'all to know they are sacrificing as we speak on the altar of the ancient god of Baal, which is Molech. Y'all think it's a joke because y'all don't think they believe in the ancient stuff, many of you. Y'all don't think they go to practice these ancient principles. They are well aware of what's going on with ancient principles, and they practice them daily. Let me ask you, Brother Sean, what do you see, do you believe is necessary for us? Somewhat, to be a militia group, but actually a protection of the community, just in case. What is your view on formulating that with others across the state?
Your question, it broke up. The signal broke up real, real bad. Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, and if I go out, I got Sister Akila, you on the air, so you carry on, because these type of conversation gets to be taken off, and I have no control over
everybody. Yeah, they get to jamming the signal on us.
Yeah, they get to jam the signal. I have no control. I was saying about the Deacon of Defense, which was a group that guarded King and different civil rights workers at that time. And many people don't get to know how important it was, and the accolades don't go to them, how they used to show up everywhere in a militarized view, just like the Black Panther, actually maybe before the Black Panthers in some cases. That's how long they've been doing it. I think that maybe we need to determine, we need to start thinking about defending ourselves. You know that us are prepared and all the weapons we may have to perform whatever duties we may have to survive. What's your view on that?
Well, again, it kind of broke up, but I think what you're saying is, in my opinion, the first area of discipline in which we're lacking is being well informed. And so, like, the show, the content of your show, and the format in which you're providing for more members of the community to be informed, that's the first, I think that's the first obstacle that we need to overcome. And second is, like you said, becoming more knowledgeable and acquainted with the law. Most of us are not well-versed in law, I mean, to the point that we are could be our own qualified paralegals. Because we're dealing, unfortunately, in a country that we're subject to the laws of this land, and third, it's the financial we're lacking. I mean, and maybe not in that order, but we're lacking so much in resources, and you know, to where our incomes and things like that We need to be uniting as family members, combining our wealth as family members first in our homes, you know, the mothers and the fathers and things like that. Could women quit putting the man on child support and the man quit leaving the women with the burden of bearing and raising the kids, start being mothers and fathers and pooling our resources at home first, because that's creating a distressful situation for not only for ourselves but for our children, because we're lacking in resources.
Right.
Every time we try to do something, it's difficult. If a family member is in distress, you got to take a flight and things like that, or take off work for an emergency. I mean, all those things are relevant, but it's some very simple things that we can start doing immediately and at home that don't require, you know, petitioning a congressman or asking, you know, the government for help. And we got to clean up. We need to clean up our acts at home first and foremost, and stand up and start being men and women.
And I agree with you. Sister Akilah, you deal with finances, you deal with a lot of people who deal with housing. What is your view on our financial state that you see? Because you are in a city that is vibrantly black. What do you see that's needed for us to come up economically?
Okay, you broke up a little bit. You said the state. Well, repeat that one more time, please.
I said I'm going to talk slow. I know this probably is microphone that got me on. You are in a vibrant city of individuals, particularly as a black city, considerably in that part. What is the financial, what you see financially happening, being that you deal with mortgages? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Are we starting to understand what's going on? Tell me what you see.
That's a good question. I guess it's basically just being neutral. I don't see anything getting better or even worse. Bankers here are definitely trying. They are modifying homes. Some of them are doing it underhandedly, not still giving the homeowners good deals. The job market here in Atlanta, I guess, is pretty average. Most folks here in Atlanta are just getting by. The housing market, I don't foresee it coming back for probably another 10, 15 years. Most of the homes here are upside down. So the economy here, it's not that great. But what I also wanted, if I can just comment, what I was saying earlier about the Agenda 21 and the question you had posed earlier, a lot of Americans here in our country need to really take a good look at Ukraine government, because that's how we need to kind of like bond together. Because the Ukraine government, I don't know if a lot of listeners have been paying attention on the internet, international news. You cannot watch the television or anything like that to actually get a grasp of what's going on. But the Ukraine president tried to put a whammy on the citizens. They were planning to sign an agreement with European nations, similar to UN, and he agreed to actually do it. But meanwhile, he was actually planning to steal Crimea, which is owned by Ukraine, and give it to Russia. And what happened was the people, you know, are so involved in their government, they actually found out about it and they actually impeached the president. And what he did was he actually fled and left before he left, he had all kind of, he injured about 1,500 people. I'm sure you guys heard the news, and about 150 people died. He said it was the people that were supporting him, but they were really the Russians. Ukraine, 50% of the citizens are Russians. So when they impeached them, they made sure that the language there was Ukraine. So anyway, the president it went to Russia, and Russia said that we're not going to acknowledge this president being kicked out. So while he was over in Russia, he went on and signed over Crimea to Russia. Now, Crimea is very important because it has the Black Sea where the oil, and then Crimea also have the pipelines that gas go throughout the whole European country. So the United States did have their eyes on partnering with Ukraine, but Russia, being how clever they are, they intervened. And United States are sanctioning because they are part of the NATO, Ukraine is. And, you know, United States has sanctioned Russia. But the point I guess I'm trying to make is with the Agenda 21, I know you mentioned about the land, but the Agenda 21 goes a little more deeper than just the land. They've been in play for 30 or 40 years on how to attack our country. And my question was, why would they want to attack the United States? And one of the reasons, the United States is not a member of the UN, so we don't answer to the UN. United States, we have freedom of rights, freedom of speech. We the stuff. You know, United States, we're a freedom country. They don't want a freedom country like us, the powerhouses. So I think that the whole Agenda 21 is starting here, but it's all around the country. I mean, all around the world.
Well,
and a lot of people may not realize. Just to end this right here, but the organizations that is funding the Agenda 21 is, I just want to read it off, it's U.S. Department of Housing, Urban Development, Federal Highway Administration, U.S. Department of Transportation, Environment Protection Agency, the Federal Transit Administration, DOT, the Rural Economic Community Development Administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. All of these agencies are members of the President of Council of the Sustainable Development, which ran from 1993 to 1999. And they also have private funders like the Siemens Corporation, Henry M. Jackson Foundation. I got a lot of this information on this lady named Rosa Corey, and I have sent out an email, and hopefully she will come on the show. She is a white lady, and that's what I'm saying. We can't get into race, like Sean was saying earlier. Race is not that's a distraction. We all need to bond together. We need to get online and research and get in touch with our government officials because. And then they also have another something else that I came across today. It's called the Green City. It's a Green City Mayors. Green. You guys need to look up this Green City Cool Mayors, Reading, Dead Culture, and that's part of the Agenda 21. They have all the mayors, not all of them, because a lot of them didn't sign up. But in order to take control of the cities, you got to start with your mayors. So you guys, hopefully, I didn't mean to go into deep talks about this, but this is something that we all need to be aware of because they're speculating 2050 they're going to have the United States locked down along with the whole country, and they also have another entity that spend off the UN is called ICKI. Let's see here if I can find it. It's ICKL. And basically, they have established, I guess they have like 7,000 members in 80 different countries, and they're also pushing the Agenda 21. And if I can find the actual name of it, because we all need to be aware of.
Hold on.
I can't
That's
find
all.
It now, but you can go ahead. I'll find it and get back to you guys. All right. Okay. Actually, I just found it. It's called ICLEI.
Hold on, man. Let me just get a few more people in here because I've seen the lines get lit up. I want y'all to listen to this, what she was just saying. Understand, it's been going on for a long time with this Agenda 21. And the reason why she said something about why United States, because it's a shadow government. It has no checks and balances. It has no transparency. It does what it wants. So what it wants is land.
That's
it
right.
wants to use you and wants to take over all of your possessions. Because America, this corporation has pretty much, like most people, they're bankrupt. So they're using you as collateral and your property and everything else. Until we understand that and wake up from it, we should not. I'm going to tell you something. There was something said today, and I'm going to be very clear about this. 47% of Americans don't even pay taxes. That's 47. That's almost half. Americans do not pay taxes. The biggest fear they can have is that we all stop paying taxes based on what is being known, and not just from me, by their own historians and writers. There is no law for paying taxes. We are paying an offshore banking account. So we need to be aware of what's going on. Now, you got people, of course, including ours, who are saying, oh, the Bundy people are this and that. Now, I'm not going to advocate they got some stuff illegally during the time of this country coming together. Yes, they have. Yes, they did. Problem is we want to integrate. When we integrate it, now you take on the ills of integration. So in order to fix that, you got to understand what you've been placed in. So if you've been placed in this specific position, you got to worry about how to figure it out. And the figuring out is, what I said earlier, most of y'all said earlier, before we bring all y'all back on, we at the bottom of the hour and bring everybody back on, economics. That is the key. Economics. Like the brother said, Japan had two bombs. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They mourned, they cried, but they couldn't fight back militarily. But guess what? They fought back in another way. They fought back economically. And to the point where they own Toyota, we buy their cars, Nissan, we all the gaming, all your Samsung, all that has been put together. Why couldn't we do that? Because we were too busy try to fight each other and be pleased on by other people. Let me bring some more y'all. I'm bringing y'all now. I'll bring y'all in. The minute I can't hear y'all or the minute y'all make too much noise, I'm gonna have to take y'all back out. So I got. Let me tell you who I got in here. 8848-2246 1-877-777-8858. If anybody wants to get into discussion for the last half hour, hit the number one. Let me just make a quick call. Is my brother 3274? Are you out there? 3274. Are you just gonna listen? Okay.
See your brother.
I hope
there.
To have. Hello. Well, I hope to have a report for that brother because he's been doing some work. He's been running around to and making a deal for our people. And I hope he comes back with some information that we can all get involved with. Let me ask everybody, simple question. What is it? How do you see it? I'm going to start at the top. Make it brief. It'll take a long time because I want everybody to get something to say on this. Are we headed for what used to be a song, self-destruction? Remember that rap song, self-destruction? Or headed for self-destruction. Have we surpassed that, or can we avoid it? 8848.
Well, if we were to be more awake, if people would wake up more, we would avoid it. But I don't think that it's avoidable. I don't think that we're gonna avoid it.
Okay. All right. So make it better. 4426, you heard that? What do you think?
I think that the situation will just continue to get worse and worse until we learn how to work together. It's funny because I think that, you know, the universal laws and nature just has a way of making us, you know, come together. We're going to either learn to come together. And again, it doesn't matter the race. It just matters about, you know, coming together and standing on one thing, or either we're going to fail. And what they do is they just continue to, you know, in this country, land of equal opportunity and freedom, that's what they continue to exploit, you know, making you have the illusion of me, 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 I, and until we can get our minds unwrapped from around that illusion and start coming together as us, then we'll forever be lost.
All right, let me get to 777. Give me your comments on that.
Hey, brother. Well, until we understand and respect the rules of engagement, especially in this onslaught, it's going to continue to get worse. I think us being not up to date and keeping up on the current events and properly gauging the situation, it's going to keep us vulnerable. Like for this past 2 weeks, you ask most Negroes, the most current event is some porno flick from some TV show about some chick and a guy having sex in a shower, etc. That was their current event for this past 2 weeks amongst the black community, if you really gauge it, to show you how far off we are. It's sad to the state that we've gotten to. But until we really get into building a fortification in our community, in our society especially, I want to touch on the aspect about us negotiating with other groups. I think that's fine if we're both standing from a level of detente. When I mean detente, it means that we're of equal standing and footing. I bet you not many brothers and sisters are aware that there was a white man movement that's underground, that's been building, and I think it commemorated in March of this year. If you Google it, the whites are actually getting together. They're actually trying to now kind of maybe sway liberal, middle-of-the-road brothers and sisters amongst themselves to get on board with their agenda. And their mantra is integration is what equals white genocide. So if we're going to negotiate with them, I think we would have to come from a standpoint of detente where we're on equal footing and we can better negotiate as to how we're going to do battle or go into battle. But until we, especially blacks, take this onslaught seriously, you know, where a black man is gauged today of his by his sexual prowess, and that's fed to the community. I mean, we don't know to how deep this rabbit hole will run. I think you mentioned earlier about Viacom. I researched that Viacom owns the TV show that promoted that filth, and that's what's on the mind of our youth today. As a current event, you know. So to show you how far we are, we're not on equal footing to even negotiate with our brothers and sisters of the other hues in the struggle. So I think we really got to build on fortifying ourselves, so we can really position ourselves to negotiate much better, you know. And we're not on equal footing, and it's sad until we really.
Hold on, let me break in there on that one, because you said let me break in there for a minute. You know, you're so right. Many of us who are on this call have taken their lives to research and inform yourself. Many of you are doing that. But when it comes to the man, what are you talking about? Father, whatever. Love of hip hop. They do not have any knowledge of current events, news. They have no idea what the economic trend is. Consumer.
Yeah.
And so we are hitting very hard.
Yeah, I asked quite a few
brothers, I think you got
there's a white man movement, a white man march that commemorated March of this year. They will be commemorating it throughout the year, and their whole mantra is integration equals white genocide. And it's nationwide, it's international, and you look it up, Google it, it's serious, and their whole agenda is to sway the liberal whites We have to remember, even the time of slavery, what kept it up was those who were on the middle ground that helped support it, kept it going. They kind of were the mums in the situation. They didn't say much. So, and today, if there was to be an onslaught on an event and no sympathy is geared towards us doing this onslaught because their minds have been formulated to see us in a particular light, we're pretty much not on equal footing. So until we're ready to do battle on that level.
Hold on. Hold on. I'll put you back.
Footing, we can negotiate.
4426, get back in there. Hold on, because you wanted to say something. 4426.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I think you got Brother Ikemba on the line. He's 813. Let's see, he's 813-9321. I think he was trying to get in. You was trying to bring him in or something.
There you go. I got him. I just popped him. There you go. Hold on. Let me speak with this brother here because. The information, Brother Kim, are you on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'll let you speak for a minute. And you gave me some awesome information today with these videos. I wish everybody go look it up. It's on Facebook. Go to my Facebook page, Drive On's Connection, Drive On 7. I mean, what's your position? Because I know where you're at, and I know it's a lot of wind coming from somewhere. I can't hear you. It's a lot of wind. Are you got your window open?
No. I'm sitting in my house, so it's not no wind coming from me. It's probably from someone else's line.
Okay, I'm about to take them out of the line because y'all making noise now. Okay, I just took them off. Okay. Now, my question is, you have noticed that there is an onslaught going on, and I will say, the face is of the Khazarian Empire. What is it that you see that we need to do? Because it's at the hour. It's past 12, man. What can we do right now? Because we seem not to be catching it. Not the people on this phone, but the people we trying to get to hear this. They seem not to be picking up on this. What seems to be the problem in your estimation?
Well, I think even some of the people on the phone probably are kind of missing the point as well. Because I hear us talking about Russia, and we're talking about Hitler and all this other stuff. What's going on in Russia right now is the reserve currency issue. The same thing that went on with Iraq is going on with Iran. And we should be applauding Russia for its efforts in keeping the United States, which orchestrated the coup in Ukraine. Okay, the United States orchestrated the coup in Ukraine under the direction of this so-called Zionist, Judaic, Ashkenazi-controlled government that we have. Putin exposed how the Bolshevik Revolution was controlled by the Zionist, Judaic, Ashkenazi, Jewish front right there in Russia in 1917 when Russia ran its first Bolshevik Revolution. 1917. He warned the U.S., look, you're going to be taken over just like we did. When they came to power, they killed over 65 million Christians. Nobody batted an eye. But when supposedly 6 million Jews get killed in a Holocaust, in a fake Holocaust, I want to reiterate that, in a fake Holocaust, then the whole world's up in arms. But the Jews that came to power in Russia in 1917 killed 65 million Christians. And I don't hear none of these Christians even on this phone even saying anything about that. But here's what I really want to say, okay? The bottom line is that 95% of the stuff that goes on is happening is because of our lackadaisical, ignorant, and what I mean ignorant, not doing any type of research, trying to find out what's really going on and then being proactive and doing something about it. If we would just do what we're supposed to, 95% of the stuff that's going on out there, we wouldn't even be affected by it to a certain degree. We're talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about the U.S. reserve currency. We're talking about Russia. We're talking about China. If we, as black people right on this phone, because I think the majority of us are black, but whoever else is on this phone, black, white, orange, pink, yellow, if we would do what we're supposed to, they would not be able to do what they do. We spend our time chasing after what they're doing when we need to be focusing on what are we doing to prevent this stuff from happening and what are we doing, because most of us are supporting the same system that we're criticizing. We're supporting
well,
it financially and even mentally,
well,
morally, et cetera. We are supporting
it. Well, give them a, when you say,
yeah.
what they do, when you say what they do, and granted now, we're all connected to the system. We're all connected to the system. What would you suggest they do? Give me an idea what you, would you suggest they do.
As I've suggested all along, okay, first of all, we've got to withdraw our finances from the support of this system. If, for instance, take the tax system, for instance, okay, most of us are scared to death of this government and the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, IRS collection system, or the Federal Reserve collection system, which is called the IRS. Most of us pay 3 months of our income a year just to support the IRS illegal cabal of banking. We support them. We don't know. We don't have any accountability where our dollars are going. And it's not going to build schools and to pay streets, because that's what your local and your state tax dollars does. The federal income tax is for the private cartel of bankers that are planning clandestine operations all over this world, just like the orchestrated coup in Ukraine, orchestrated by the Jewish-ran United States government along with the government itself. Okay, our tax dollars are doing that. So what should we do? We should withdraw our tax dollars out and stop financially supporting this system that is going out doing things contrary to what we're saying that we're against. We can sit up here and rant and rave all day long about what's going on, but you're supporting it financially. They don't care nothing about us getting on this phone talking about how great we are and how much we're against what they're doing. If we're financing it, it doesn't matter. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have, is we have to withdraw our financial support. And even if most of us are too scared to withdraw our financial support, then create dual and parallel and contending powers. Then do that. If you're scared to death to withdraw from the financial system, then let's create a dual system that contend with theirs and do what Russia's doing. Russia, even Hitler, and other countries have went on bartering systems, and they bypassed the use of the Federal Reserve banking system.
Okay, so everybody, y'all hear this? Y'all on the line now. Let me bring y'all back in here. Now he's saying some validity, but here's the key now. I want y'all to realize he's saying take yourself out. Many of y'all collecting Social Security checks. You collecting all this. The question is, Russia had a system because they followed. I'm hearing noise. I got to take everybody out again. Man, somebody making way too much noise. Sound like this, brother. Okay, I'm going to please him out. Okay. Russia, we're going to have to study how Russia did it. Russia had a very strong population that went along with what the czars, they had the Bolshevik Revolution, then they went into that thing with all these so-called leaders they had, and they still was broke. Let's make that clear. Russia was broke for a long time. So don't say they got out of it. They did not get out of it. They was broke for a long time. Even to this day, to now when they brought in capitalism. So I can let everybody get in line. So we got to make some clarity, because we got to have factual space. Germany had an industry. We still buy their stuff today. It's called BMWs. It's called Mercedes-Benz. We don't have that. We don't have to be able to jump out of something, because you ain't going to be able to give me something to jump into. So that's the first thing we got to put our heads to, because I'm not going to tell people irrationally to get out of something and we ain't got nothing to give them. You know, right. That's almost like suicide. That's suicide.
Can I respond?
So somebody, go ahead. Hold on. Let somebody else get on that. Go ahead.
Let me respond to what you just said, though.
We understand wholeheartedly what you mean by not contributing to the system that's oppressing us. But like Brother Dry Bones is saying, we have to have something to replace it with, something that's viable.
So, let me say something. He asked me, what can we do to be effective? That's what we're going to have to do, is to withdraw our funds. That's all I'm saying. How you do it, you can become as creative as you want. I'm just telling you how the strategies that I use. Personally, I'm not saying that you have to. You just asked me, what would you do? I mean, that's a collective effort between everybody on this phone.
Now, I'm not saying that solution's bad. I'm saying, but that solution has to come with a plan B, which would be either we go into a revolution to create that change, but if it's not a revolution in the minds of people, many of our people will be left behind because they're not moving in the current system of where it's going. So we got to have somewhere, for instance, it's the credit game. many people are being lost in the credit game because, like not like yourself, you teaching people. But look how many people don't know how to fix credit. Look how many people can easily get their credit fixed, but they're not being told this. Akilah talked about foreclosure. Foreclosure. Same thing with foreclosure. Foreclosure's going crazy. Nobody tries to teach the people about foreclosure. We have a lot of people who sit in these churches. I have no control over these churches. I have no control, but on this particular venue here, we've given out so much information, and we have taught a lot of people. But I'm asking everybody, you have to be careful when you tell people to do things because you don't have no alternative solution for them yet. So what we're trying to do is either we're going to deal with the what we can deal with now, and that's what these people who are putting these programs together. If the militia told me today that they was going to fight for the against this Zionist government, I think most of us probably would say, okay, we're with you. But then the end result is what we're going to get afterwards. We got to sit down with a plan B and say, okay, after we help you, what's our deal we going to make? I'm not going to help you and don't get a deal with it. See,
okay,
then,
but listen.
You know,
you,
we got to look at that. I'm going to stop talking now. I'm going to let y'all keep them going. Y'all start getting to this. But let me hear y'all talk.
But let me
respond.
When you fight against the system, when you fight against the system, I ain't trying to promise you no Rose Garden. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be some huge bloodshed. It's going to be some devastating consequences. That's what a revolution is all about. I mean, if you're going to sit up and say something, say, what are we going to do, then I just say, do something and quit just talking about it. We talk about all these conspiracy theories and everything. I agree. I mean, I know they exist. I agree. I know they exist. But at the same time, you got to do something. I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm not telling you you have to do it. I'm just telling you I know what's financing them. I know why they let us get on here and rant and rave, because they know we're giving them money to finance our own demise. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling people you have to do this. You asked me what my strategy was. That's my strategy, but that don't mean you have to do it. And by the way, Germany came out flying roses until the U.S. until the United States came into the war and devastated them because the Jews wanted that to happen. Germany was flourishing just well, by the way. I want to make sure that we correct that, and you got to study history and you understand it. The Weimar Republic collapsed, but Germany came back strong under the bartering system and bypassing of the central bank in Germany.
But we're under Germany now. The United States is a German country.
Germany's been crushed.
Period.
Germany was crushed with the Versailles Treaty.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, everybody on here, y'all got your microphone. Germany and Europe was rebuilt by our money called the Marshall Plan.
I'm saying the Versailles Treaty is what crushed Germany.
But I got to let the people know that Germany might have been crushed, but guess what? It got rebuilt immediately, and guess what? All their scientists, all their people came over here and got high-position jobs. That ain't adding up, bro. That ain't adding up. That seems to me like they got to be in cahoots.
You know, if you read The Creature from Jekyll Island explains Germany and Russia very well. But here's the thing. You say, well, what are we doing? That's what I want to talk about. I don't care. We done heard all about the conspiracy theories and everything. Y'all tell me what y'all going to do.
That's what my point is.
I'd like to know.
It's action. We've had generations and generations of marching, million man marches, Occupy Wall Street, We Shall Overcome. The only thing now in this zero hour, at the midnight hour, is action. And that's what was displayed out there in Bunkerville, Nevada. And the government is trying to do everything they can to keep the peace, because they cannot contend with a nationwide revolution. And that's what the brother was saying. There are so many so-called white supremacist groups that are organizing, because this country knows that will be the jump-off point for a nationwide revolution. And they're doing everything they can to keep the peace, have everybody calm down, and let's try to go about a diplomatic solution. Because they know that's the only that'll bring the whole system down. Because these are people in not just our country, and not just in Nevada and Texas in Montana and Utah, but all over the world, people are dissatisfied. They know that the international bankers have corrupted the governments of the world, and they know that poverty is worldwide, it's global. They're taking all the resources. They're about to monetize water right now, monopolize water. So they're afraid of a revolution to start here.
I'm glad you mentioned this. When you just said Montana. The last of the fresh water is in Lake Huron and Lake Michigan. They trying to take right there. That's Agenda 21. I want to know, and I understand where you're coming from. I'm just making discussion hot. We have to say, saying Kim was right, not participate. Once we start participating, the only thing. But once we start participating, say we do what you just said, which I'm not saying, I'm saying is once we do this, guess what we have to do, y'all? We have to come together like no other. We would have to do what most groups done. That means we would have to deal strictly with each other on a bartering service because we would never be able to take all our money. Now, we could easily put a corporation out of business in one heartbeat, really. I've been told this a long time ago by various leaders. But we never do it. We can stop and make Exxon out of business. We can make them all in business. But we always find our people end up going to them covertly. So that's another problem we got. Maybe. Now, just answer my I'm going to bring it to the table. Y'all tell me what y'all think. If you know what's about revolutions, most revolutions, you must get the people within your own people who are doing you wrong first. If you understand where I'm coming from, that means
I know exactly where you're coming from. The black devil.
Okay. I just want y'all to think about that because I mean I've been studying revolution techniques and we in order to win something has to happen from within us and what y'all think about that?
Well, if I can say one thing, Brother Drybones.
Go ahead,
one of the things that Brother Ikemba was talking about and Brother Sean was talking about on the phone, you know, these particular organizations, like what happened out there at the Bundy Ranch, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, that thing was planned. It took planning and strategic planning. It's just not going, you know what I'm saying, it's just not going to be a jump off and say, okay, yeah, we need to start fighting. We'll get our asses kicked royally. You know what I'm saying? But what's going to need to happen is that we're going to need to come together and we're going to need to, you know, figure out exactly how it is that we need to, you know what I'm saying, get out of the system. And when you put that ball in motion, and just to let you know how serious this thing is, when you put something like that in motion, it's too late because when you do that, you're already under their target. When you're on their radar now when you do something
right,
like that.
Right.
So just to let you guys know, when you start something like this and then you put it in action, it's too late to go back. I don't want to be out there on the front line taking jabs and punches and bullets flying my way, and then everybody else ran away because they didn't lay their arms down and you know what I'm saying, then now they disappear.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be like that. So, you know what I'm saying, that's
okay.
The mindset
now,
that we got to have.
Now, let me ask you a question, y'all. All you guys out there, let me ask you this. Now, let's just say, for instance, we got somebody, the Bundy people, all these – wouldn't it behoove us to let them go and start out first with this thing, and then by the time they start up, man, we can organize ourselves because obviously they're going to start without us. It seems like this thing was going to start without us regardless if we participate or not. They look like they had enough. They're going to court. They're telling the state. The states are saying they want their own state rights back. I don't know what that means for us, but for those of us who are on this line, we are all knowledgeable enough to start preparing not just our home but other people's. I think that we need to have a meeting of the minds in a location that will not be announced on this radio. Will not be announced when we go do it. So that won't be announced. So, but I will say this.
I
many of you realize that we at that hour, and many of you have been doing your job. Matter of fact, I commend all of you, even though we have to have some type of dialogue on these shows. I commend all of y'all for bringing up. And Kimba, you know, I know where you're coming from, so I just got to keep you hot. But the main thing is, y'all got to understand that. Y'all got to understand that what he's saying is, it's going to happen. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's going to happen. It's going to be a time when we just going to say, first of all, they're going to make us come to that conclusion. Most people or most species on the planet will not allow themselves to be extinct. They will fight to the death before they get extinct. And I think before that will happen, there's so many of us who will wake up to this. I see it coming. But I want everybody to know, if you can't get a gun permit, you can get a shotgun. That is legal. If you want to get a handgun, that's on your own. You need to have something within your house. The Second Amendment must be upheld if you want to have your own freedom. And you must understand what I'm talking about. I won't go too further with it. And if you want to join gun clubs, you need to join gun clubs. If you want to go to these meetings that you see, go and see what they're saying. It's like, you ever see the movie The Spook That Sat by the Door? We need infiltration. We need to talk to those who are in the loop. Because remember, Rome fell within. Understand that. Rome fell within. That who fell in Rome. It came from within. Not from foreigners, from within. And we are starting to see that happening. I want to make it clear to y'all, this dialogue must not stop. I know we always say we're talking about it, but let me just make this clear. The word is emanating and people are listening. You have no clue how many y'all helping. You have no idea how many people all y'all just helped tonight. So don't take it lightly what y'all doing. Y'all making sense. And Kimbo, Brother Sean, Brother Tony, Sister Keela, Sister Malika, and Brother Luck, I want to thank y'all because we're going to keep this thing going. We want to keep this conversation in the ears of the people. Y'all tell others. Also, I got to have my brother come back in another week or two because we need to have some more credit because people are going to start having more credit problems because of the fact that even though it seems like people are getting themselves together, unemployment is still high in most of these cities. And, of course, we need to learn the strategy to keep ourselves above everything. So I'm going to announce next week, we'll have Brother Kimmel come back, and I want to have not really a debate, but I just want to have more clarity on who's the players. I know that Ashkenazis are in play, but I don't want to leave out anybody else. Me and him had this discussion the other day. It's not that they're, I think they're all in cahoots. It's like an eagle with two wings. One wing represents one side, the other wing represents the other. But guess what? They all come from the same bird. And that bird is not doing nothing, no good. Anybody who knows the symbol of the eagle, it's a scavenger. Scavenger eats off the dead. And so we need to understand these things. And we are. We are becoming understanding. I'm getting happier about how this conversation is going. But again, we are going to ask all of you on Wednesday to please come back. I'm going to have Brother Reverend Pinckney. We're going to talk about Detroit because, see, Detroit is a case study, everybody. Detroit is actually being taken over. It's already taken over. Federal FEMA has taken over Detroit. And so we need to know what's going on there because there's some bad things going on in Detroit, and we're not being told because of the media control. Let me see. I got a few more people. Stay on with me, everybody. Go ahead. Would you want to say something, Sister Keela? Go ahead. I mean, Sister Malik, would you got something before we hang up?
Yes, I wanted to say that, well, first of all, yes, I'm Cuban, but us Cubans, we have ancestries that come from Africa. So we and you are both one. And explaining this, so far as explaining this, you have to look at Venezuela. What Venezuela is going through, that is a picture of what is to come if we do not do things internally. I had a sister that said to me, look, you know what would break them down? If we would do things internally, like join inside, you know, homes, do things inside homes, not outwardly, because, you know, they don't care. And when it comes down to guns, well, I do things the old school way. I got a machete. So, you know, they're going to come to me, I'm going to use that machete.
I'd rather have a gun.
All right, so. Go ahead. They're trying to make this sound. Everybody, I'm going to give everybody 4426. Give you 1 minute to view, and I'm going to take it down the line. 1 minute. 1 minute, please. Two. Go ahead, 4462. Okay. 1-877, briefly, last.
Okay, yes, I just want to say that I understand what Kimberly was saying about stopping the money, and also I agree definitely what you said about we have to have a plan B, and I just think that if the only way the plan B would work is if America united together and put together, because like small groups is not going to be able to stop them because they're so powerful. And so being able to spread the word about these topics and what's going on in our country is so important. But I think it's just going to take a big group effort, you know, to stop them.
All right. Thank you, sister. Let me go to 9240. You're on the air. Brief. Make a comment,
yes,
brief, please. Yes, briefly.
Yes, hello,
you're on
hello.
Air.
Can you hear me? Yes.
I hear you.
But tonight you really set it off tonight. I mean, you all have touched so many areas, and I said that a couple of questions that you asked were not answered. Like, for example, you asked about genocide, and you were talking about the black angels and a lot. And I'm sitting here, and I listen to a lot of what people are saying tonight, but I'm going to say it again. When are we going to start a think tank? Because the think tank basically is going to do a lot of stuff. It's going to educate. One of the things you need to do is going to be educated, because I'm sitting here because we're still a long ways. Because I hear the one, my sister here from Cuba, and she comes about two or three times, and I hear the other brother talking. If we can't get along with each other because we're from across the seas, because he's from Chicago, he's from New York, how are we going to be able to sit down and talk about certain issues? That's just some of the stuff. That's just some of the stuff we have to really look at it, people. We're in a serious, serious situation here. Genocide, you asked about genocide. Nobody really answered that. Genocide is not only possible. Genocide has already been done more than once. It's been done right here in America, and not even people in all of them don't even talk about what happened in New Orleans. That is major, 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 garbage, to the point where, I don't know if a lot of you noticed, when this thing happened in New Orleans, George Bush Jr.'s mom came on publicly and made a statement. And there was nobody, I didn't hear anybody reply to that statement that she made when they asked her about the people, you know, about the mayor who was giving him a hard time and so on and so forth. And Spidey somebody came to her and asked her about it. She publicly came out and said it, that they're like animals anyway. They deserve what they heard. They deserve what they got. Now, this is George Bush Jr., mm-hmm. his mother. She made that statement publicly. I don't know how many of you have heard that. You know, and then another thing is with the think tank also, it's not only going to educate, but it has to be able to sit down as a people to educate one another, because we're a long way. We're still divided. We still got a long way to go. And there's a lot of issues, like you said, about the stuff about the snitches and the organization. All of that stuff is very important. All these things are already in place. They have people there, just like tonight. You've been with your station. They've been sending waves to cut you off so many times. You hear all the static. A lot of people, you make comments like that. You say stuff like, oh, he's crazy, he's off the wall. See, but when you make statements like that, it tells me that you're not ready. And then that starts part of the sorting process. That's another thing to think things on, because we have to sort minds, because some people are not ready. And certain people have to be educated. But we're not going to push them all the way to the side, but they may not be in the first wave. They may have to be in the second and third while they get educated to come. And the brother that came on earlier, and I'm sure you meant well, man, but maybe it's how he came out. And when you come out in any situation, like, for example, when people are ignorant, you're trying to bring them into light, you have to have an alternative and something to bring them out of, because when they're going to fall, they're going to fall hard. So understand about withdrawing from the financial system, but you have to have another system in place to educate them, and we go together to start creating a system to put them there. Because when they come out, then where are they going to go? Then they're left crippled. Now they have nowhere to go, and they're right back. Not only that, now when they're crippled and they're handicapped, they don't have to go, they also pray. And it brings us on the same people that they're going to come and attack. These may be some of the very same people that may be turning around and come back and be this nation, come in and understand, because now they were put in a certain situation where they're vulnerable. So, listen, I'm going to help you, but you got to help me. I'm going to feed your family, but you got to help me out. It's nothing special. It's nothing hard. Just go over and tell me what they said. As a matter of fact, it's to help you. Maybe I can finance. And then these are a lot of things that we have to talk about, but we have to get in a room where we can talk. So we can start making things happen.
No, I agree with you. That think tank must happen. Must happen fast, y'all. And it doesn't take a lot for this to happen. We are formulating something now, but I have to get other people to participate. I am not going to be the only one, because a think tank means participation. So that means those of you on the line who are knowing what I'm talking about, we'll get together on that soon. Brother, stay with me. I'm going to take a few more calls, and we're going to close it out. Let me get 2073. You on the line? 2073.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, yes. I agree with everyone. We just have to bring it together and collect our thoughts, and like you said, a think tank. Right now, the only think tank I can think of is Dr. Clyde Anderson. He has the only black think tank in America so far. So if we put that together and formulate that, we could definitely get some things rolling. But the show tonight was very informative.
You got an event coming. I was hoping you'd get on there. Your event is, now here's another thing, brothers and sisters who are area, please come through. These are the type of things that are being done. Show your face, and maybe we all get together there in some form or fashion. But this is a cultural event, and it's happening where?
Okay, yeah, it is a calling on poets, writers, and authors, vendors as well, if you're a business owner. It's a night of poetry and praise, Saturday, April 26th at 6 p.m., it's for 2 hours from 6 to 8, and it's happening in St. Petersburg, Florida. And the location is, the address would be 1111 18th Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33705. And you can actually go to Facebook under Irene, I-R-E-N-E, Olive, O-L-I-V-E, and kind of see some more information on it if you just didn't catch what I said. But go to Facebook, Irene Olive, and you'll be able to see the information on what we're having. It's just a conscious event, and just bringing us together. It's for unification, CASE Enterprises Movement Change.
All right. Thank y'all. And a lot of y'all are putting action to your words. I mean, we're trying to put people to know about silver and gold. Finance it. Get your money. Buy silver if you're going to hold it. These different things that you have to do. Food. Get different food. Y'all know to stack up. Y'all know y'all need to stack up just in case. These are things you need to do around your home. I'm going to take a few more calls, and then we're going to close it out. Let me get 1437.
I just want to say something briefly.
Go ahead.
I just want to say something briefly. Yes,
go ahead.
With the finances is going to be extremely, extremely important. And what you said about Detroit earlier, yes. I'm sorry to tell everybody, but Detroit is gone. Detroit is gone. You have a few organizations out there. You got Brother Claude Anderson out there. He's trying to do some major stuff with Detroit. But Detroit is one of the – see, what it is, it's like right under the radar. It's like Sutter right now. Nobody's really paying that any attention. It's just like sweeping under the rug and passing, just like New Orleans, and not paying attention. Guess what? Florida might be next. And don't sit there and think that, oh, well, you know what, we're vibing, we've been in construction, these things are happening, it's going to be a big metropolis. Okay, if that's the case, then I tell you what, you still have blinders on because you're a long way up. You don't have a clue as to what's going on. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so nervous about us anyway because those of us who live in my part of the U.S., y'all know Haiti hasn't even been rebuilt. The capital is still destroyed, and they collected over a half a billion to $1 billion worth of aid. We are very lackadaisical. That's why I say dry bones connection. Dry bones meaning lackluster. We are not really paying attention, even though we seem to perceive, but we don't really perceive. And that's coming to be a very and the reason why I talk this way because I know they are performing serious rituals that a lot of people don't talk about, but it is real.
Oh, brother.
Let me take one more call.
Yeah. Bro, Jai Bones, good show. I came on a bit late. But so much said, so much needs to be done. First thing I'm going to say is the first thing we need to do is, as you said, was some internal cleansing. You know, we have to clean out. We have to clean house. We have to get those soldiers that are ready to go out there and stand up and do the work and live for what we know is right. You know, much of, you know, we're ready to die for it, but it's harder to live and defend something you know is right than it is to just die for it. So we got to have people who's willing to stand up and live and take it and bear it, you know. So we got to clean house and we got to make sure that we're all on the same page. What do we want? Do we want to remain oppressed or do we want to be free? You know, and these groups that are these militia groups, if you notice most of these militia groups are white men who have come together, or white families who have come together to fight for their rights and defend their freedoms. Yeah, it would be nice for us all to work together, but how do they see us? Do they see us as part of the picture, or are we the next enemy? So we have to get ourselves together, do some internal cleaning, and get some training, and get it on and popping. Peace.
Thank you, brother. That's a good question. How do they perceive us? That might be something for us. I'm gonna try to get somebody on there on the air soon. Brother Kimmel, you have something to say before we leave out?
Yeah, those groups like us. I used to run my own group of about 40 to 60 of those people came out of my meeting every week, and it's predominantly white people. Those white people will work with us. They want us. They're waiting on us to work with them. They're cautious of us. But yeah, they'll work with us. Believe me.
Okay. Now that's something I want to get to that on another show because you did have very close ties at that time and I don't want to get into it because I want that to be another subject. The next one is, are they really willing to sit with us based on the fact that they may need us to fight back? But the question is, when this happens, where will we be at the end at the table? So that's something we need to talk about. If we're going to give ourselves up for freedom or for our own lives and family, where are we going to be at the table? And we do not want to be at the back this time. We want to be at the same table. And we don't have to live among – I don't have a problem with us doing our thing because I think that, you know, that would be probably our best bet. But economically, like I say, we want to see you had a huge, huge situation and the way you had to, and you came through. So that's another story. See, each one of us got a story. The fact that people are listening who are not able to understand until they hear somebody whose shoes been in it. And unfortunately, a lot of people are just finding out about this. We still have, me and many of you who have been on this trail for like 15 and 20 years, anything, you finally getting people to say, yeah, you're right. It's a strange feeling, ain't it? To see people saying they finally believe what you're saying now. And so it's coming to that front where, you know, we have to look at it. It's a spiritual war too, y'all. And it must be understood. That spiritual war, that means your mind got to be on another level. Body, let's get your body back in shape. Start exercising, people. I mean, you know, if you can't see your, if you got a stomach, you can't see the middle of your body, you might need to exercise a little more, because these are things that they are killing us with. That's our own doing. You don't have to not exercise. They ain't stopping you. They ain't stopping you from exercising and getting in shape. They ain't stopping you from that. They ain't stopping you from a lot of things. But we are letting things that we can control not be controlled. So Wednesday night, Detroit will be examined thoroughly. And if you want us to look like Detroit, you keep on playing with this. All right, good night, everybody. I hope to see everybody and talk to everybody on Wednesday. Appreciate everybody who has been on the air. And every one of you, you just as important, because y'all make this show happen. Dry Bones Connection could not do it without y'all. Connect everybody.